Dave Van Niekerk does join us. Dave, we've just been chatting with Magnus Haystick about Exponent. He suggested that you might be the person to rescue this disaster. What is your relationship with them?
Hi, Alec, and thanks for the compliment, Magnus. So up until now, well, up until a year ago, MyBucks, which was the company that I managed and ran, which is a Luxembourg company listed in Frankfurt, Exponent was the largest shareholder. And then last year, in fact, almost a year to the day, they decided they were going to convert the debt in the company to equity and went through a process of basically going through that, where circulars were done, shareholder approval, all the regulators on various stock exchanges. And they almost did a rights issue where all the debt from Exponent as well as one or two other shareholders were converted into equity. And so I haven't really had any involvement with Exponent from an operational perspective for about the last 12 months. And up until then, I mean, Exponent was one of our largest funders into MyBucks, earning a fairly decent interest rate. I mean, we paid Exponent some hefty interest over the last couple of years. So it was quite a good income earner for Exponent. And that's kind of it. I mean, I was involved right in the beginning of Exponent when they initially started. I had some shares in the company. In fact, I looked at the share register after you spoke to me, and I had 4% in the company in 2017. We've always had a very close relationship. We even shared a building up until about 2 years ago, where we actually shared premises, where they had the first floor in the building that MyBucks was in. But now where we stand today is obviously a slightly different situation.
Who are the people behind it?
So Exponent's a listed company. I mean, it's on the main board of the stock exchange. I can't speak to the whole shareholder register because the stock exchange regulations only require people holding more than 5% have to report their shareholding. But the largest shareholder is a company called Mason Alexander, which is George Maniere. And it's either called Mason Alexander or it's had a name change to MHMK. George is the largest shareholder in Exponent and has been, I think, since 2017.
And this 2 billion rand that has been raised, does that put your company at risk now, given that they can't redeem the preference shares?
So MyBucks, which I'm not involved in anymore, because last year when Exponent elected to do the conversion, and elected to do that at a low share price on the European exchange, then I exited MyBucks at that stage. And so MyBucks is solid because it's had all its debt converted to equity. So MyBucks is currently trading at about 80 million euro, which is about 1.3 billion rand. And Exponent is a 43, I stand to be corrected, but about a 43% shareholder in MyBucks. So MyBucks will go on. It's got 5 banks in Africa, 1.5 million customers. And I don't think this impacts MyBucks at all, although the negative press probably doesn't do any listed company good. But I don't think it'll have a too much of an impact on the MyBucks operations as a whole.
How solid is that 1.3 billion market value of MyBucks?
So it's very solid, Alec, because MyBucks has got a lot of underlying assets with the 5 banks. And it also bought things like Nedbank Malawi. It bought a Capfin in Australia. So it's had some great traction and transactions. And in fact, the share price was moved down from 5 euro to 1 euro when the conversion happened, when all the shareholders converted debt to equity. So, you know, obviously asking me, I'm a little biased, but I would think it's actually undervalued at this stage. If you think of somebody like TymeBank, they've got 1 million customers, still not making profit and are valued at about 4 billion rand. And yeah, you've got a fintech, which is largely what MyBucks is, listed in Frankfurt with 5 banking licenses in Africa, 1.5 million customers. So I would think the MyBucks value stacks up. So from an Exponent perspective, I can't speak for the other assets, Alec, but at the moment, if you look at the asset list that MyBucks has, I would say the MyBucks asset is fairly solid. And if that could be translated into real value or into cash for customers or clients over a period of time, it all depends on how the situation is managed out.
But if Exponent is sitting in big trouble here in South Africa, but it's got this 43% share of what ostensibly you've told us is a thriving business, surely it should be able to raise some money against the strength of that asset to get itself out of the issues that it faces here.
So I think that's absolutely true, and I think they'll be able to do that. I think it's just going to take time. It sounds like this all sort of caught everybody off guard. If Exponent was to go to the market and look for potential leverage on that equity, or go and look for people that would potentially buy that equity, That's a process that can be followed, absolutely. But it does look like this sort of snuck up on everybody. I don't know if this was anticipated. And now you sit in the situation where at 0.99, you want to sell something. And now somebody will offer you slightly less than what it's worth because they know you're a desperate seller.
Yeah, kind of a fire sale situation. Magnus Haystick was suggesting that people might have lost their money. Do you think that is the case?
So, like I said, Alec, I can't speak to the other assets, but I know the Marbax asset is fairly solid. And looking at, you know, the way the Exponent guys have operated in terms of investments, I don't think that money's been lost, but I do think perhaps there's just a mismatch in terms of liquidity where they've landed up being asset strong and perhaps liquidity weak. As Marbax, we were supplying cash every month in terms of repayment on large loans into the Exponent Group. And maybe when the conversion happened, that cash flow dried up. And I'm not sure what other liquid assets they have that are providing monthly cash flow. And I think if you read between the lines, I think it's ultimately a cash flow issue more than necessarily an asset issue.
But the issue that most investors would be concerned about is that the former chairman for 9 years has gone. He resigned and he leaves the end of February. And then Shaka Sisulu, a non-executive director, resigned on the 10th of February when all this information came out. So it might have snuck up to them, but it certainly is not a vote of confidence in the management when you get two senior directors like this leaving.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, I can't really comment. I mean, that would just be speculation, Alec.